Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Stretch the pitch, and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Would you like fries with that?
The sound of summer.
So what would be your food, Lane? Like, what would you bring into AmFam Field?
I think I would go with banana pudding.
The voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I love banana pudding. And with vanilla wafers, and I'd have bring a straw, and maybe like a bigger straw.
It's
Lane Grindle on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
And why is this taking so long? We had a courier pigeon that brought the news back to us tonight.
Lane Grindle joins us now on the Yuengling Guest Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. And Lane, I got two hard-hitting questions for you to start it off. One,
okay, I'm ready.
I need your San Francisco accent.
It's the San Francisco treat.
There you go.
There's a trolley. Look, there's a trolley.
Full house.
Rice-a-roni. The San Francisco treat.
I was doing the Rice-a-roni bit. Yeah, yep. Thank you, Matt. There's an island, and there's a bunch of shady characters on it. Let's swim to it. There's sharks, though, so let's not do that. Alcatraz. I don't know. I don't know if you guys have caught on yet or not. I don't do accents.
You do amazing accents. You do my favorite accents, Lane, actually.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Pablo Sanchez. Did you know? I had no idea who that was. Do you know who Pablo Sanchez is?
Not really. Okay. And Josh Maurer and I were talking about it before we got on the air yesterday. We must have just missed that window where that was like a thing for different generations.
Yeah.
We also never... So was it like a cable TV show? Because neither of us had cable till we were like in high school.
Was it
a video game?
It's a video game. It came out for the computer in 1997, Backyard Baseball. And Pablo Sanchez was like the best player in the game. Yeah.
Right.
So
So I was like, I didn't totally know who he was. I mean, I've heard about it before, but I didn't live in that world, unfortunately.
Like, I was worse. I saw a tweet. It could have been from the Brewers. There was someone standing with a bat holding it, and there was this inflatable person in the background that said, Pablo Sanchez came through, and I'm like, oh, the Brewers must have called someone up. Like, I thought, like, a player for the Brewers came through with a big hit. I was like, I just missed that they called someone up, because the picture looked like the guy was in the batting circle.
I got an email earlier in the day that said Pablo Sanchez was going to sit down in the front row at one point during the game. And I, I'm still in dad mode. Like, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. And I got the email. I thought, oh, they said it's Sandoval. It's Pablo Sandoval. I don't know why they're telling us that he's going to sit in the front row. He's a former Giant. That's great. But, and so then I was like, oh, that's not what they meant. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you missed out on a fantastic game there. In Backyard Baseball.
Everybody says it was awesome. Yeah. People are like big into it.
Yeah, it's like got a cult following. It's amazing. Anyway, Jim had asked me and Riley if adding a arm like Tarik Skubal to the Brewers would make us contenders for the World Series. Me and Riley both said yes outright. But then Jim kind of questioned us. We wanted to ask you and get your opinion on that.
Well, absolutely it would. Yeah. I mean, I think I think they are now. And I know
that
people
will
laugh at that.
Boom.
They say the Dodgers swept the Brewers a year ago in the NLCS. But baseball's a funny game, and there's a lot of things that go into it. And I think you get into a series and you play your best baseball at the right time, and you can beat anybody when you play the way that the Brewers play, and they play a pretty consistent brand of baseball. So I do think that would make them a World Series contender, because I think they are right now. I think you have to say they are. They won 97 games a year ago. Yeah, one series didn't go that well, but the Blue Jays took the Dodgers to the brink in the World Series, and the Brewers, beat the Blue Jays earlier in the year, a month earlier before the postseason started. So there's a lot of evidence that would say that they are right now. And so, I think adding a guy like Skubal would certainly make you a better team. There's no denying that.
The torture of being misquoted in front of yourself is really upsetting. I want the Brewers to go get Scooble guy because I'm old school and two arms like Miz and Scooble, in my opinion, could push the Brewers to being. I get it. They're a contender, but I'm sorry. The Dodgers are just anyone can win anything, but over seven games. But like Scooble puts the Brewers of like, oh, they could actually do it. With Miz and Scooble together,
I've seen pitchers have that.
Yeah, so I just want to be sure. I'm pro Scooble because I think Miz and Scooble could actually beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, I get what you're not saying they aren't a contender. You're saying that this would make them more on even footing,
yes.
Or you know where you would certainly increase their chances because the Dodgers would still be the. I mean, look, I'm saying the Brewers are World Series contender, but. If they get into a series with the Dodgers are going to be the favorite. I mean, we can agree on that. I think we probably understood that last year, even though the Brewers won more games in the regular season. So, adding an arm like that would lessen that gap in terms of, you know, who is the favorite in a series like that. I don't necessarily think it's going to happen. I would love if somehow that lined up and it worked out because who wouldn't want an arm like that? But the Brewers take a lot to get a guy like him, and he's a rental, and so I just don't know if I see that happening. But you never say never. Matt Arnold's always pretty consistent when he talks to us about these types of things, and that like they're going to listen. They're gonna keep their eyes open, and if something lines up, then you never know. But I for what that would take, I think that's probably an area the Brewers probably wouldn't play because they're not gonna give up a Jesus Medei. They're not gonna give up some of those top prospects. Not a huge collection of those guys like that. And that's what it would probably take to get a Scooble, I think.
Well, so it's funny, you actually just answered the question that I was going to ask. Is this actually realistically something that you could see the Brewers doing? Because, quite frankly, notoriously, they've been sellers, right? So, like, I guess that's where my mind went, was just, like, I don't know if I could actually see the Brewers doing something like this.
Yeah, they really – so, I mean, it would take so much that I don't see them giving up those types of prospects. That's just me. If you look at the last 4 or 5 years, it isn't how they've done the deadline. Now, they have a lot of depth in their farm system, maybe more than they've ever had. So they might have a little bit more currency, if you will, to go make some moves and make some impactful moves. But I don't know if it would all be towards just that one arm, in my opinion. I just think that they might look at a bat. We're still a long ways away from the deadline, by the way, too. So you don't even know what your needs are going to be by the time you get to the end of July. Like, there, you know, knock on wood, but there could be injuries. There could be other things that happen. So there's just so much that goes into this. And this thing doesn't really get moving for at least another 4 weeks and probably more like another 6 weeks. But we're going to all talk about it right now because it's fun to talk about. And you see, you know, you see where all this stuff lands. But, I mean, it would take so much to acquire somebody like that I would be shocked if the Brewers went in that direction.
Lane, as a broadcaster, what's more fun of a game to call? Is it a game like last night where the Brewers are winning 16-2, or is it more fun to call like a potential no-hitter?
Well, the no-hitter is nerve-wracking. Like, when you look up in the sixth or seventh and you see your guy's stuff and you're like, oh, he could do it tonight, like, you're starting to get notes figured out, like this would be, you know, of what significance. Will it be the third no-hitter in team history? All those things are things, when it's for your team, you're a little stressed, but an excited stressed in those moments. So those are really fun. You want to make sure you get the calls right in games like that because you know that those calls may live beyond just that night's game. So those are fun, and those are kind of why you do this. But I will tell you, Molly, games like last night are really fun, too, because it kind of gives you a little bit of freedom to just enjoy yourself and go wherever you want to go in different parts of the game. Like, I will give you an example. In the second inning, the Brewers scored 7 runs last night. And after, like, the second run came across, I was in the middle of a sponsor read, and I was talking about Pine River cheese spreads. And I was talking about flavors, and boom, another double happens and the Brewers take the lead. And I'm like, well, let's just keep talking about different flavors of cheese spreads because that worked. And so by the end, I was running out of flavors. And I actually said, what about banana cream cheese spread? Like, that would work. Yeah. We could have that. And, you know, it turns into a 7-run inning. So Josh and I are just, you know, I said, what about Laffy Taffy flavor? And he's like, I'm out on that. But, yeah, so you can kind of have fun like that and go off script a little bit. And so those games are fun in that way, too. And they're kind of a breath of fresh air in the midst of 162. Brewers don't play a lot of games like that. Most of the Brewers' games are, like, close one way or another. They don't get blown out. They don't blow a lot of teams out. And so usually the eighth and ninth inning are kind of stressful, which is fun because you're really engaged in the game every single night.
Lane, I got to ask because I'll listen quite often in the car and, like, driving around to the games. And every time there's a pitching change, you have a live read, and it just makes me laugh every single time. And I don't know how you can keep a straight face doing a live read for adult diapers when there's a pitching change. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, we started in spring training, and the first... I have audio evidence of it saved on my phone. The first, like, three times we did it, Levering had to do it. It just fell to Levering, and he couldn't do it. Like, he was laughing. I would start laughing. And I would, like, give him pep talks before. I'm like, you got this. Like, you're going to be fine. You know, you'll keep a straight face. And so then even when we did, like, the billboard and you just had to say the name of it, like, he would start to giggle and the whole thing would fall apart. So we got through those first three or four, and then we were good. And I haven't had any issues with it since. They've encouraged us to, like, ad-lib it and have fun with it. So Josh Maurer had one the other day in Minnesota that I still don't know what it means, but they were going to a left-handed pitcher because there was a bunch of left-handed hitters up. And so he, instead of talking about control problems because the pitcher had actually pitched well, he said, well, they're gonna make a call to the bullpen to get a lefty in there, because there's a bunch of left-handed hitters coming up. So if you have left-handed hitters in your pants, then you need to go to NorthShore.com. I don't know if that works, but that's great. It certainly was an ad-lib. Yeah, we've had some fun moments like that. When Dustin May lost the no-hitter last week, I think I said something about, you know, when your no-hitter falls apart in your pants, then you can go to NorthShore.com.
So, I heard that one. You know, I get such a kick out of it, but I'm also like, there's no way I could do that.
Well, there's kind of like a basketball.
I incorporated.
Go on.
Yeah, I incorporated. Remember the diarrhea song? Do you guys remember the diarrhea song?
Yeah. Cha-cha-cha.
I incorporated, you know, sliding into home and your pants are full of foam once.
Nice.
I was one and done on that, but I did it once.
Nice.
So.
I would imagine the partner understands that you got to have, the more you have fun with it, the more natural it feels. Because it does, it gets like a memorable Simpsons vibe, or like basically, like you watch a movie and you're like, they kind of just, everything's sponsored, and then like that's like one of them you would think would be in it. That's where I would laugh. It's not so much the actual product, it's just the idea of like, is this real life? Am I really? But it's actually brilliant, like on the marketing side of it, like the timing of it and the placement of it is elite.
There have been stories written about it. You know, like they're getting this free media beyond our broadcast because people have talked so much about it outside of the broadcast.
Well, kudos to you. You're a professional.
Something like that.
Well, Lane, we'll let you on that. We'll let you get ready for the pregame there. So we appreciate it.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Always fun. Looking forward to every chat I have with you guys.
All right, thank you. We do too, Lane. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Molly, before we head out though, obviously Lane energized us, but Zoa obviously pushes over the top.
Oh, I love my Zoa energy today. I had the frosted grape flavor, and that is why I have all the energy to get through today's show. So if you are looking for a little bit extra energy or just a little pick-me-up, head over to ZoaEnergy.com to find where you can pick some up for yourself. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.